It's another week and another Atlantic storm that weather watchers are calling unprecedented. Puerto Rico is dealing with Hurricane Irma's powerful impact right now. And earlier in the show, we heard from people in Haiti and Cuba hunkering down for Irma's arrival there. We'll keep following the storm closely as it heads toward Florida in the days ahead. And of course, we're still watching how residents of Texas and Louisiana are doing after Harvey flooded them just last week. Now, I know there's a lot of plain old chance involved here, but I also know I'm not alone in wondering if there isn't something very new and different going on with these big back-to-back storms. So I've got the World's Environment editor, Peter Thompson, here to help us sort some of this out. So first of all, Peter, how rare is a string of major storms like this? And I've got to ask, what, if anything, does climate change have to do with these two incredible storms coming back-to-back?
Well, climate change does have something to do with it, but it's complicated, and a lot of it does come down to the randomness of nature. You know, big storms like this brew up in the tropical oceans, the Atlantic and the Pacific, every year. They always have, including some very big ones that just never make landfall, and so we don't even pay attention to them. There's a lot of randomness involved in how these two storms came up and the fact that they're heading to the southeastern United States almost back-to-back. And, you know, and remember also that with these two storms, we're talking about two very different measures of their intensity. Last week with Harvey, it was rain, an unfathomable amount of rain. With Irma, at least for now, we're talking about wind. You know, some of the highest and most dangerous wind speeds ever recorded for a storm in this part of the world. But again, different storms, potentially different kinds of impacts.
We do know, though, that climate change is contributing to more severe weather. And right behind Irma is Jose and another one right behind Jose. So what's going on?
Yeah. And I mean, this was definitely the clear message from climate scientists last week with Harvey. In general, a warming atmosphere and warming oceans means more energy being transmitted between them. And that energy is what feeds storms like these. It also puts more water into the air. And that, of course, can mean a lot more rain. And Harvey, you know, was definitely made worse by a lot of very warm water in the Gulf of Mexico that basically pumped a lot more water into the storm that came down as rain. You know, and then there are also higher storm surges that we get with the higher sea levels that we're seeing with climate change. So higher water gets pushed farther inland by a storm's winds. So, you know, when a lot of people ask me, was an extreme weather event like this caused by climate change? It's actually the wrong question. It's not about cause. It's about influence. You know, extreme weather has always happened, always will. Climate change doesn't cause a hurricane or a blizzard or a drought, but it likely does make it worse. Years ago, somebody explained the difference to me between weather and climate like this. Climate is what you expect. Weather is what you get. What we're expecting these days is changing, so what we're getting is starting to change too. And I guess, you know, from where I sit, the key thing right now is really to stop arguing over whether climate change caused something or even how much it affected it, as it is to get on to preparing ourselves better for what we know is coming.
Right. Well, I mean, I was just looking at video footage from St. Martin, which got hit by Irma, 185-mile-an-hour winds. I mean, the downtown area looks like it got hit by a bomb. When do people start to change, like, where they live?
Yeah, well, I mean, the answer to that is just about as massively complicated as the question of how storms form and why and where and when. You know, why people live someplace and stay living someplace when it's in harm's way. It's about economics. It's about politics. It's about culture. You know, I mean, clearly,
it's about heart, where you want to be.
Absolutely. You know, just warning people isn't enough. Some people have no choice but to live where they do. Others are locked in by something like, you know, a house they can't sell. Others, like you said, genuinely love where they live and they don't want to leave no matter what. You know, and then there's the role of government and business, both of which often either haven't taken the risks of climate change seriously enough or they don't have the resources to respond in the ways that they should. So, you know, what a lot of experts are saying is that what we really need now are full throttle efforts to evaluate the risks, give people and businesses information, and then give them incentives and assistance to move in the most vulnerable places, but also to redesign those places whenever you can to protect them better and make them better able to survive something like this.
The World's Environment editor, Peter Thompson, thanks for talking this through.
Thanks, Marco.